You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Can't get enough of the Fan in the Morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Twerking.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
Cool. All right, here we go. 3, 2, 1. Podcast, podcast, podcast. I'll zip it, Tom. So what's up, Al?
Oh, hi, Jerry. I was considering quitting Twitter.
Me too, many times.
I'm like just legitimately considering.
Do it.
Well, I think you could quit Twitter and then like for work, you could just create a fake account like where you're like a cowboy star.
100%.
And you follow all the things.
Yes.
And we see all the things.
I could definitely do that.
I got to finish
all of my calendar first.
That's a good point. Because I can't help myself. Like, I wish I had some restraint. And I, unfortunately, don't. I'm like, get obsessed over it. Like, the stuff today, like, I'm just going nuts. And what I can't wrap my head around is, like, how people don't understand within, like, two sentences, which is what Twitter is.
Right.
And they don't get it. Like, and it's very frustrating. And I think, am I the smartest person in the world and others aren't as smart as me, Jerry? Or is something else going on here?
What don't you get in the two lines? What do you mean?
Saying, like, you could tweet something that's only two lines and you think, wow, I've really crystallized this. Yeah, before I tweet something, I think, what will all the opposing people say? And I'll try to answer it in the tweet. Because on Twitter, like, no matter what you tweet, somebody will question
100%.
Something dumb.
Yes.
So I'm like, okay. So, like, I first tweeted, like, I'm so locked into, like, since the coronavirus started, this idea that there's doesn't appear to be consistency with things, right? So it started with the coronavirus, with Trump, with everything. There's no consistency. So
there's
it's
not.
Like, this is bad, but this is okay. And it doesn't, it's like Kyrie can't play basketball in Brooklyn, but someone from the Golden State Warriors unvaxxed can.
Right.
It's inconsistent.
He can't play in Brooklyn, but he can go play in Milwaukee.
Right. So to me, the John Gruden situation, you know, should he be working still? No. Does it then also not make sense that the NFL has hired Snoop Dogg, Dr. Dre, and Eminem to perform their halftime show? It's inconsistent. That's all. That's all I'm saying.
I don't think there's anything wrong with saying
right.
that.
Right. So I first wrote...
Which, by the way, is your opinion.
Right. So Jason Whitlock had written, Jason Whitlock, he wrote it. I wonder if anyone at the NFL offices have ever listened to Dre, Snoop, or Eminem compared to Gruden's emails. That's all he wrote. Or he wrote this. So I quote tweet and write, interesting, wonder if the NFL will address this. That's all. So then everyone hit me with, you can't compare John Gruden, a leader of men, Jerry, to rappers. Agreed. So I said, you know what?
No, it's very interesting. Before you go on, though.
Yeah.
And I don't agree with that from the standpoint of whether you like it or not. And I will always come back to, as a parent, it's the parent's responsibility. So let me say that first.
Okay.
They are influencing not 52 men, but millions of young adults.
Correct.
And you want to hide behind creative license? Go ahead. Again, I believe it's up to the parents to understand what the hell's going on with their kids, but that's not always easy to do when you have two working parents and you're doing everything you can to support those kids. And whether it's creative license or whatever, they are influencing. And I'm not minimizing this. I think I'm underselling it when I say millions of young adults.
Right.
And I'm not saying 9-year-olds. I'm talking about 18, 19, 25. Like, those lyrics, they're damning in a lot of cases. So I don't necessarily agree with that premise that, you know, well, he's you know, the face of a franchise, but and they're really not. Well, not
right. If the NFL wasn't linked in now with Snoop Dogg, Dre, and Eminem,
you wouldn't even bring it up.
No, then I would never compare Gruden's emails to rap lyrics. They are two completely different
100%
things. 100%
different.
One are rap lyrics, and one is somebody's personal emails that are saying terrible things.
No doubt.
So I had to take to Twitter again. Nobody is comparing John Gruden's emails to rap lyrics. Two completely different things. People are just wondering why the NFL hired rappers with a history of misogynistic and homophobic lyrics for their biggest stage, the halftime show.
Sure.
That's all.
And I think it's a fair question to ask.
No one, they're still saying that rap lyrics, I can't, Jerry. Even somebody named Robin Lundberg, who I don't know who that is, but he has a blue check mark.
Robin Lundberg.
Yes. Let me see what he said. Oh, because he's like the worst. He's the worst. I don't even know who he is, Jerry, but he's okay. The worst right now. Hold on. Let me see. I had to go to because he verified. That's why he stood out.
Right.
So I wrote, nobody's comparing emails to rap lyrics. And then Robin Lundberg writes, no one is actually wondering this. It's just whataboutism. So he's using now like the phrase of the day, whataboutism.
I haven't heard that.
Is that
anywhere.
You excuse someone's behavior. In my case, he believes I'm excusing Gruden's emails.
But you're not.
By saying, what about rap lyrics?
But you haven't.
Right.
Because you said he
this
should
guy
be fired.
Stinks. Who is he?
You just said he should be fired.
Right. He should be fired.
It's not
also,
like you said.
In addition to him should be fired, rap artists shouldn't. With misogynistic, homophobic lyrics, should not be doing the halftime show. Those are two completely different things. Robin Lundberg, senior host, SI Now. No idea what that is. Host of what? It's a magazine. Radio, CBS Sports Radio.
Yes.
Mad Dog Radio. What? A New York Post. How many jobs does he have? Oh, this guy stinks, Jerry. Let me bring up, and then I swear I get over this, because I know you don't like to talk about these things. Like you don't like to get into these discussions.
I don't because it's a dead end street.
Right. And that's what I'm finding out, Jerry. And this is why I'm quitting.
It's a
Twitter.
Complete dead end street. I ignore all the Twitter. I believe he should have been fired with what he wrote.
Right.
And you make your bed, you lay in it. And that's it. And so I also agree with what you said. I don't understand why the NFL would do what they're doing, but you know.
And Robin Lundberg, it shows here on his Twitter, he's got two young children, it looks like, Jerry. I'm sure they'll be watching the halftime Super Bowl. That's what everyone watches.
That's true.
Very popular. This is a song by Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg who may perform this together. I'm not sure. Bitches ain't S.
That's
the
nice.
The S word.
That's lovely.
But hoes and tricks. Bitches ain't S, but hoes and tricks. Lick on these nuts and S this D. Yeah.
That's lovely.
Yeah, this is great, Ryan Lundberg or Robin Lundberg. God. Stay off my Twitter.
I totally get it, dude. I think it's a very, very fair question to ask. And I think it's fair. I also think it's a fair question that could have been asked when it was first announced.
Right.
Now, no one did because it was a very calm time and no one even thought to. Maybe some people did.
People did.
But now you get this and that goes to that. And I think it's fair to say that this, and it means Gruden, get out.
Right.
But that's also fair to ask the question,
correct.
Now, what are we doing over here?
Yes.
Because if one's wrong, so is the other.
Right.
So whatever the hell word he came up, I don't care about that crap.
Whataboutism.
I think it's a very fair question.
So progressive of you. Whataboutism.
No one,
that's the word. That's the phrase of the day.
No one's defending Gruden, actually.
Yeah, no one's defending it.
Not at all.
And it's not what about this. It's I agree, but we're also... Let's look at everything.
Why
just
are we ignoring
be
stuff?
Consistent.
Right. I agree.
If the NFL is against this language, as they should be against it in the Bitches Ain't Shit song, which is the title of the song.
That's
the title of the song.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, let's all... And like you said, Jerry, and they're like...
Yeah,
the responses are so dumb, I can't even wrap my head around. Someone's like, oh, yeah, those rap artists aren't even getting paid. I know they don't get paid. You
Who
know
cares?
What they do get? Because you could look at any of the performers. Their streaming numbers and sales
go through the roof.
Through the roof.
Yes, they do. Absolutely. You're right. Yeah. How you doing?
Not well. I want to be more like Big Cat at Barstool. He is on Twitter all the time, part of his job.
Yep.
He tweets only fun things.
Yeah.
He never, ever gets caught up in any of this nonsense.
Yeah.
I bet he didn't even reference Gruden, and he is a NFL podcaster.
Right.
I bet he didn't reference it. He might reference it in his podcast. I bet on Twitter, doesn't even reference it.
Well, I think there are things that can drive your blood pressure through
right.
the roof.
I can't avoid getting involved.
Right, but this is also the part of you that you oddly enjoy conflict.
Right.
I don't care for it.
I love it.
Especially when it doesn't involve me.
Yeah.
So.
Should I join TikTok? That's mostly dancing.
Join TikTok. Why don't you do songs?
That's mostly like just dancing to stuff.
Perfect.
And changing into different outfits.
Plus you got
outfits.
The piano you can do.
Yeah.
There's a lot of different things you can do.
Or Instagram is mostly.
Instagram's very nice, it seems like. A nice
yeah.
place to be.
Every once in a while, someone on Instagram will Instagram like something that like you when you go to Instagram because you want to avoid Twitter because mm-hmm. Twitter is just controversial, like
yeah.
people arguing. And every once in a while, you go to somebody's Instagram, and instead of posting a picture, they post something that they've typed up that says like they'll have a John Gruden take. You're like, oh, I'm here for not.
I don't want to
see
this.
I don't want words. I want pictures and videos.
That's actually pretty funny.
And I don't think it's hit TikTok yet. So I might join TikTok, Jerry.
Like, I legit could quit Twitter if it wasn't for other
right.
other things. You know, I mean, yes, I could quit it and sign up. There's a couple people here that I know
yeah.
are on it that you'd never know about it, kind of like
right.
what you're talking about. They use it as an Associated Press, and they just follow beat reporters,
yeah.
and it's a news avenue for them. That's all it is. And that's probably what it should be. But like
I'm going to start selling out my Twitter because many times.
I've told you for how long? Why
the clients have come to me and said, will you tweet this? We'll pay you. No.
I know, you're so
I have
protective
too much,
of what?
I have too much integrity. That's out the window,
integrity
Jerry.
Integrity of what?
I'm on board for selling
please,
out Twitter.
Please.
Bring me ads. Tostitos. I love them.
Me too.
Hashtag ad.
I've been trying to. Oh, please.
Metamucil. Hashtag ad. Makes me poop.
Okay. Good. That's 10 o'clock tomorrow. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
So then I thought, you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to look at, maybe I just tweet because I have to get stuff off my chest and don't look at the responses. But then I'm not interacting with people. And there's some people I like to interact with.
I think you can.
Like Nicole and Dan.
I think you can interact with the ones you want to interact with.
How do I do that without seeing those jerks?
Mute the other ones. That's it. That is it. You know how many people I've muted just because you say something stupid?
Yeah.
See ya. Whatever. And then if you're really stupid, I tell you to have a nice life and I block you.
Nice.
I'm not interested. I'm not going to get upset over it because I have been, not anymore, but you know, even as recently as a couple of years ago, I would find myself start responding back and then I read it. I'm like, nope, I can't send that. And I delete it, and then that's that, and then I got to calm down. Because some people, and it's a weird, this is something about human nature I don't understand. You could have 19 nice ones, but then there's one that really gets you.
Yeah.
And it's like, the ratio is 19 to 1. Why give a crap about that a-hole?
You're right.
It makes no sense. But for whatever reason, it does. Not so much anymore, but it did for a while.
Right.
Now I actually get great satisfaction out of mute.
Goodbye.
We'll never hear from you ever again.
Yeah. But I get myself into it. You know what I mean? By getting involved in those topics.
I know you do.
But I love, you know what? Know why I get involved in those topics? Because those topics used to be able to be addressed on the radio and they would be able to, like you would be able to take a weird side of a story
mm-hmm.
just because you're a talk show host and you're trying to stir it up.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do that anymore.
No. You got everything. You have everything to lose and really nothing to gain.
Nothing to gain. Right.
Nothing to gain. Even if you're just trying to do it to, as you say, create a story,
yeah.
a buzz, make it interesting. The problem is the words matter more than ever. Even
right.
if you don't have intent behind them,
yeah.
doesn't matter.
In the 90s, a talk show host would have come on today, not necessarily at FAN, but somewhere, and would have taken Gruden's side. Like that would have actually happened just for shock value.
Right.
And
you're probably right.
Nuts.
You're probably right.
Right. It's crazy.
But that's also a long time ago now.
Long time ago, Jerry. That's the 90s. And right now we're in the 2021. So 90 to 2000 to 2010 to 2020, that's over 30 years ago.
Well, 1990 to 2021, yes. I prefer to look at 1999 to 2021, not as far back.
Okay. and then also, you know Demi Lovato, Jerry?
I love Demi Lovato. She's a little wacky.
A little crazy.
But I do like Demi Lovato.
A little crazy. She...
I don't think you can call her that.
Demi Lovato?
Yeah.
Is not she.
No.
Is that right?
I do not believe she gender identifies anymore.
All right. Demi Lovato.
Yep. I heard that on Joe Rogan.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
When she was, oh, right. I did. I listened to that because you told me that was a good podcast, a good episode. Demi Lovato does not want people referring to space.
What? Space
when,
what?
When creatures come down from space.
There never has been a creature that's come down from space.
They are not to be called space aliens.
Why? What are they called
they
now?
They find that offensive.
Who finds it offensive?
Well, Demi Lovato and the aliens.
Oh my God.
You were to call them extraterrestrials.
So now aliens offensive to
aliens.
A being that doesn't exist to our knowledge yet with any scientific proof.
Now, Demi Lovato has a new show on, I believe it's Travel
Channel. So I'm supposed to get this. So I have this right. Now it's not cool to insult a being that does not scientifically exist.
Correct.
Okay. Wow.
That's right, Jerry.
My Lord. Go ahead, Demi Lovato, what?
So please don't refer to them as aliens. That's all. They are extraterrestrials. ETs. You can call them ETs.
They've never been here with
Who
any
are these
proof.
People? Who on these ETs?
Oh my God! I still think it's a Hollywood creation. God,
Jerry, this that song I was reading to you came from us from the album called "The Chronic."
Okay,
by Dr. Dre. Let me see if there's any other songs you might be interested in, Jerry. Track listing: The Chronic.
By the way, did you see the Philadelphia Eagle fans in Carolina having sex in the bathroom?
I did. That's so disgusting. They were in Carolina.
Yes.
Well, imagine like there is a song on that album called D's Nuts.
Is it really? Who knew? That's funny. What are those lyrics?
I don't know. Some of these I can't even say the name of the song, Jerry. But it closes with the song I was reading to you before.
Got it.
So that's the big closer.
I'm gonna take a wild guess and say they don't sing that one.
We don't know that
show.
Though. How
no,
do
no,
we
no.
Know?
I said I'm gonna take a wild guess and say they don't do that one.
Why don't they? Isn't that what Roger Goodell and the NFL is looking for?
I don't know what they're expecting or wanting.
I would. that couple having sex in the bathroom at a football game. Is there anything more disgusting?
No, it's pretty awful.
I mean,
men's stall at a stadium.
The VD must just be jumping all over the place in that stall.
And her, you know, not for nothing, but she's got to wake up just sick to her stomach today knowing her photo is in every newspaper. It's viral. I mean, it's all over the internet.
Yeah.
Like, you're the face of a Philadelphia Eagle female fan that went into a stall with your boyfriend.
Right.
Now, you don't know what they were doing, but does it matter? You know what, it's inferred what they were doing. And the fact is, it's gross.
Yeah, it's disgusting, Jerry.
Yeah, not good.
All right, Jerry, I got to clean this up. I got to go meet with the Mazda folks.
Okay.
I don't know what I do when I get there other than say, hi, Mazda folks, but I'm supposed to because I go say hello, Jerry.
Have a great day.
I would have wore something other than a gray T-shirt if I would have remembered. You know,
that's
maybe
how you're going in the smiley face T-shirt?
I guess so. I don't have any other shirts here, Jerry.
That's why I leave clothes here.
I know. I forgot I was having a meeting.
All right, well. Enjoy your
unshaven.
Meeting.
Didn't shave my head. Didn't shave my face.
No, you look like a mess, to
I
be
do.
Quite honest. Make sure you bring your fishing pole.
They're in my car. You know that, Jerry. We'll see you tomorrow. Warm-up shows next. So.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13. The Fan is on your smart speaker. To listen to the home of New York sports, just say, hey, Alexa, play WFAN.
and Jerry. Don't worry, it's only an hour long, and most days it doesn't suck.
As I always say, we try really, really hard. Couple minutes after 5 o'clock, it's Tuesday. How you be, as the great Steve Summers once said. Actually, still says it every night. We got the Eddie Scazzeri. He's a friendly person. Hi, how are you? And, of course, across from me, his name is Al Rodrigo Dukes. What up, dude?
Good morning, Jerry. What a night in sports I woke up to.
I'll tell you what. Pretty good.
What a night, Jerry. You had an incredible Monday Night Football game with an amazing comeback by the Ravens. You had the Boston Red Sox defeating the Tampa Bay Rays.
So this is what I did last night.
All right.
5-0. I'm watching the game with my son, and I see J.D. Martinez smack the ball off. First of all, why the Rays, they're too cute. Kevin Cash, and I'm not saying
they're Colin adorable.
I am not saying Colin McHugh was dominating by any stretch. But I'm still trying to figure out what the rush was to get him the hell out of that game. But whatever, that's fine. 5-0, third inning. I looked at my son. I said, the Rays are not going down like this. They're too good. There's no way they're losing this game. 5-0, 7-0. I took my phone out. I went to BetMGM. And I put $40 on the Rays to win. Passed out in the fourth inning. Woke up, went right to the phone. I'm like, oh.
My $40 and I down saw the drain.
Yeah, but the $40 would have paid like $600. And they wound up losing 6-5. But they did. They came all the way back. So that game was awesome, which, of course, I didn't see until this morning, the end of it. And then the football game was ridiculous. There's a lot going on.
Right, and in the middle of the football game, you get news that John Gruden of the Raiders has resigned, Jerry.
Can I ask you a question?
You can.
Have you ever written emails like what we saw in this New York Times report? My point is, as recently as 2018.
Sounds like a loaded question, Jerry.
No, I don't think it is, because I think the answer is no. Like, if you've written emails with language that's in it that basically disparages everybody, and I mean everybody, how could you take that job not thinking that something in print might not come back to bite you in the ass like that?
Because it happened from how long ago now? Some of them 10
years.
3 years
ago.
Okay, but some of them 10 years ago.
But 3 years ago when he took the job.
I'll take this job. I'll get paid. Maybe I get in and out. Maybe I'm terrible and they fire me. Anything gets reviewed.
Right, I'm not saying that it might not have happened. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, if you've written those things, don't you think about that every day, that at some point that might come back and get you?
I don't think so.
Well, clearly not, because...
Well, if John Gruden's writing, and the situation was... And by the way, the folks at the CBS Sports Network put out a terrific email to the talent.
But they do that every day.
They do, but when it's a particular story like this...
Very detailed.
Like, when I woke up, I was going through all these articles about John Gruden. And depending on who the source of the article is, they either wrote the specific words he used,
right,
or they just said racial slur, homophobic slur. So I thought the email that CBS Sports Network put out was nailed it perfectly.
Yeah, really, really good summarization. Is that a good way to say it? Yeah.
So boom, John Gruden resigns Monday night as head coach of the Raiders. His statement is, I have resigned as head coach of the Las Vegas Raiders. I love the Raiders and do not want to be a distraction. Thank you to all the players, coaches, staff, and fans of Raider Nation. I'm sorry. I never meant to hurt anyone. So this is hours after the New York Times exposed additional emails between Gruden and Washington football team's Bruce Allen. Why are they emailing each other? I never got to the bottom of that.
I don't know the answer to that. Maybe they're longtime friends. I don't know.
Actually, you're right. I do remember that. Longtime friends, Raiders and Bucks, I guess they worked together.
That makes sense.
Gruden frequently used anti-gay and misogynistic language in emails during a 7-year span ending in 2018. He used anti-gay slurs to criticize Roger Goodell. Also used anti-gay slurs talking about Michael Sam, who was then an openly gay player, the first.
Yeah.
Who was going to be drafted in 2014. Criticized league efforts to try to reduce concussions. Didn't like the NFL using women as referees. Boy, he's hitting on all of them, Jerry.
Yes, but that was my point, Al. Not that you don't... It's not that he thought that he was going to be fired when he wrote this stuff. What I'm saying is, as things have progressed, don't you think back? I'm like, geez, I wrote some really crappy stuff.
Maybe, but why would he think they'd ever be uncovered? Like, if you wrote emails to Eddie, what would be? Why would you think that
probably
those would be uncovered?
But I would think if I used the company email.
Yeah. Oh, is that what he did? I'm sure he didn't use his NFL account.
I think it was when he was working at ESPN. I think that's part of this problem.
Working at ESPN.
In terms of it being uncovered. You know, so my point is, I would think you're walking around as everything is happening around the world and the country thinking, man, I wrote some really stupid stuff. I better hope no one finds it. That's what I mean by, do you think he's thought about it, that at some point the stuff could get out?
The Raiders.
And then he's going to be out, and he's out.
He's out. Let me finish this up for you, Jerry. He also exchanged the photos with Bruce Allen of women wearing only bikini bottoms. So he's attaching some photos, Jerry.
Some nude shots.
Also wanted Eric Reed fired for demonstrating during the national anthem. What else we got here, Jerry? The DeMaurice Smith stuff, which we knew about previous
Friday,
from the other days. Yep. Mark Davis called Gruden's remarks disturbing and not what the Raiders stand for, Jerry. And he has accepted John Gruden's resignation.
You know, the one thing,
how about that?
The one thing about the new emails that we learned about this morning or last night, whenever it was, is I always come back to, and this has been, you know, whenever you talk to Boomer about the locker room or just the football team mentality, he would always tell you, guys just want to win. Don't care if you're straight, you're gay, whatever, because this has been a topic about gay players in the NFL. And he would always tell you, if you can perform, they don't care what you do, who you're with, just come out and do your job. And reading those emails, to me, spits in the face of what we've discussed the last few years. So, see ya. I mean,
interesting. Who takes over for the Raiders?
I forget. It was the special teams coordinator whose name is escaping.
You know,
me right now.
I never saw that in any of the articles that I read. Like, who's
taking
over?
It was in the CBS Sports Network.
It was
at the very bottom. I think it's the last line.
I never get to the bottom of articles, Jerry.
Well, you got to stop just reading the first paragraph.
Who's an old time Raider we could bring back, Jerry, to help the
Cliff Branch?
The Raiders have named Dave Casper.
I don't even. You know, it's so sad. I don't even know if like those older players are alive.
Where's Kenny Stabler?
I don't know.
Cliff Branch is a great one, Jerry.
There you go. Yes. You could find. Where's Bo Jackson?
Where's Marcus Allen?
Marcus Allen's a good.
Oh, Jerry, let's get Marcus Allen.
The problem with Marcus Allen is he had a really good career with the Chiefs, though.
Oh, right.
So
you don't think he's a Raider?
I need a Raider that was there start to finish.
This just into the newsroom, according to Eddie Scazzeri, Cliff Branch and Kenny Stabler both have passed away.
Have they really?
Yeah.
That's what I said. Jerry. I wasn't sure.
Yeah.
When did Kenny Stabler pass away?
He would have been the best.
2015.
Oh, geez.
What about Dave Casper? Is he available? Eddie. The ghost. Jerry, they called him
Jackson
the ghost.
Bo Jackson is good. I know he's still around.
Bo Jackson? I don't know, Jerry. I see him more as a Kansas City Royal.
That, by the way, is the only out-of-town jersey, NFL jersey, I ever bought.
Dave Casper is alive.
No, Bo Jackson.
Let's get him here.
No, I don't have his jersey.
I can't think of any other Raiders at the moment.
You didn't care at all about my jersey.
Well, why did you jump ship like that, Jerry?
I didn't jump ship. To me, he was the most dynamic player I had ever seen opposite Herschel Walker. He was on the Raiders. It was the AFC. And so I actually bought that jersey. I wanted to buy a Benny Blade jersey.
Benny Bowl. I remember Benny. He was Seahawks.
Right. Yes, I believe so.
He was 1 point on the Seahawks.
I don't know why, but I didn't buy it, but I thought about it.
So here's a couple interesting things. I love this era that we're in now of, I guess it's just because of social media and canceling people and, consistency. That's what we love to see. And this all came out like during the coronavirus stuff, like, be consistent. What's the consistency here in the world, right, Jerry?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I've got two tweets from two guys who like to stir up trouble, Jerry. One, Mr. Clay Travis, he likes to stir it up, and Jason Whitlock likes to stir it up.
Mm-hmm.
Two interesting follows on Twitter for that reason.
Okay.
I think the guys like to stir it up, Jerry. And neither one of these guys is saying that John Gruden should not be let go.
Right.
So let's get that clear first.
Right.
But here's Clay Travis. Every rapper the NFL is performing at the Super Bowl this year has more offensive lyrics than John Gruden had in his emails. How does the NFL reconcile the difference in treatment? Jason Whitlock. Wonder if anyone at the NFL offices has ever listened to Snoop Dogg, Dr. Dre, or Eminem, or compared them to Gruden's email. Can't wait for the Super Bowl halftime show.
Well,
interesting.
I've said to you many times, yeah. I don't understand how, whether it's rap lyric, what, you pick whatever genre you want. I don't care if it's heavy metal and they're talking about Satan.
The devil!
I don't understand how we hide behind this, you know, it's for entertainment,
yeah.
Or what's the right word? For artistic value.
Artistic integrity, Jerry.
I mean, the lyrics are, and I only know it because I hear it everywhere between my kids and I look enough and I see some of the songs. My older son's 17, so at this point it is what it is. But for years and years, me and my wife would always go look and make sure we gave him the Spotify. And for the last several years, we always make sure that we didn't have the explicit versions. At this point, I can't sit there and tell you he doesn't have those because
right.
He's 17. It is what it is. Now we're dealing with my little guy to make sure that he only has the radio edited music. You go back and you listen to some of the stuff and you want to read it. It's the most vulgar, disgusting stuff you'll ever read. And there's no answer to that because no one's going to answer it.
Right.
Because there is no answer to it. It's hypocritical, and that's end of story.
That's what I love. But I'm saying, like, in this era that we're in of the news and social media, that's what I love most about all of these topics. Like, where is the consistency to it? So I think that's very interesting. Not that John Gruden shouldn't have stepped down or been fired. Horrendous emails. But you are booking Eminem, Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg for your halftime show.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Yeah.
Then they also pointed out Deshaun Watson is accused of all these numerous women in the 20s numbers still on our roster. So what are we doing?
And getting paid.
Let's be consistent.
Right. Either he is guilty.
Let's get rid of everyone.
Guilty. Like, what? Where are we here?
Gruden out. Deshaun Watson out.
And we want the Bee Gees to perform at the halftime show.
That's why they. It was after like the. Remember when Justin Timberlake pulled down Janet Jackson?
Come on, Eddie. There's only one of them alive.
Yeah. There's only a Bee Gee alive.
Jesus. Yeah.
I wish everyone would stop passing away.
Ay.
We're getting older.
All right.
But after Justin Timberlake pulled down and exposed the nipple of Janet Jackson,
yeah.
They went with like safe classic rockers. From then on out, Tom Petty, Bruce Springsteen, Rolling Stones, The Who. Like, it was just like every old
very safe
classic rocker you could find. They're trying to dip their toe. Now they went to old classic rappers.
Sure.
But they've got a history of bad language, and I don't like naughty language, Jerry.
It's not a hit. It's their career.
Their career.
It's not a hit. It's a career.
Dirty Eminem's language.
Eminem has a song.
He's very
dirty.
I
don't know the context of the song. I'm not into it.
What is it, Jerry? Sing it to me.
I'll give you one of his more mainstream popular songs. I'm not even talking the deep rap cuts.
Deep cuts?
No, I'm not even, because those are just awful.
All right.
How about a mainstream song? I think it's with Rihanna.
Rihanna?
Where he's talking about tying a woman up in a bed and burning the house down with her in the house.
He's playing a character.
Am I wrong about that?
Mr. Imus plays characters, Jerry.
My God. So I hear you.
They will say it's a character. So you do also could get the argument
that...
They'll
say that, it's art.
Right.
That's
that it's like
a,
no different than Stephen King writing his murdering people books.
That's exactly
you know
what they will say. Yes. But the lyrics are pretty horrific.
Yeah.
You're not, and so that comes back to when this was announced a few weeks ago. There were many people that were excited about it, and then there were a lot that were like, "Okay, well, what exactly are we singing?"
Right.
And how, if you're, I don't know what network is it. It's CBS this year, right?
No,
or
I think it's Fox.
Because Boomer's not
going. I want to say NBC.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if you're NBC, it has to be pre-recorded and lip-sunk, right?
You think so.
Because what if they decide on a whim on live TV in front of hundreds of millions of people, you know what? Screw the radio edit. Let's just sing it the way it goes.
Or not even purposely doing it, but just that's how they normally perform the songs.
That's how their song goes.
Right.
So I would think that's going to have to be pre-taped, I think.
Yeah.
And you don't give them a live mic.
No.
Because of what the lyrics of most of their songs say.
Right.
And not...
Sipping on gin and juice, laid back, with my mind and my money and my money and my mind.
I know that song, but I don't know the lyrics
gin
of the
and juice,
song.
Me neither. I only know that one thing.
Right. So, all right, well, it should be a fun show.
Eminem raps too fast. I don't know what he's saying.
Eminem is... Yeah, you do.
I like Dr. Dre out of those three the most.
Oh, I like Eminem out of them the most.
Yeah.
Only because Eminem, I was never a rap fan.
Yeah, he brought you into the genre.
He did when I not Lose Yourself. It was probably before that. Without Me, probably, was that one. And My Name, whatever. When that became popular.
Slim Shady. I'm Slim Shady, the real Slim Shady.
And that kind of crossed over.
Yeah.
So I was certainly made aware of it. I did like it. But
I learned rap from Run DMC, Jerry.
Sure.
When Aerosmith crossed them over to me, to a rock audience.
That's exactly right. Walk This Way.
Yeah. And I bought Raising Hell on cassette. It was awesome.
You did play Arrested Development yesterday. You played Mr. Wendell.
Mr. Wendell, I played.
Yes, you did. Yeah. I noticed that. I picked up on it. Wow. I also had Naughty by Nature back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
Those were the two CDs I bought with my Columbia House subscription.
Yeah.
I got Naughty by Nature and Arrested Development,
mm-hmm.
along with probably Bob Dylan, Guns N' Roses, and, you know, the Rolling Stones.
Some John Cougar Mellencamp.
And, Frankie Valli.
John Cougar Mellencamp.
All right, let's take a quick break. Quick start to the day. 5:18, we are just getting started. And yes, Boomer and Gio coming up at 6 on The Fan.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Take it away, Al.
Take the lead vocals, Jerry.
I don't know the words. If you want to restart it, let me pull up the lyrics. I'll be happy to do it.
You don't have the flow, Jerry.
How do you know? What is this? What song is this?
This is Forgot About Dre.
It starts right here. Boom.
Yeah.
Right?
Man, I wish I could rap, Jerry.
You couldn't.
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure I'm
not good. People would make fun of me. No one would respect my rap game.
See, the problem is if I do this...
52-year-old rapper, Jerry, I can't
start. Are there a lot of
curses
in the song? Oh, yeah. Okay, there's the MF. Yeah, there's a few ones in here.
There's a radio edit of this. This was a big hit.
Oh, and this has Eminem in it as well.
Yeah, this is Eminem and Dr. Dre. I hope they do this at Super Bowl.
Well, that's going to be kind of tough.
Nowadays, everybody want to talk like they got something to say.
You want to talk about the M... bleepers acting like they forgot about Dre.
That's what I'm talking about, Jerry. This was Dre's big comeback.
Like, what word would you substitute for the M bleepers?
I don't know. But this was that song, Jerry, for people like you that thought Dre was gone. You forgot about Dre, didn't you?
Could you go with...
Careful.
I know.
Careful, Jerry.
Because I'm
careful.
Trying to come up with something that works.
Careful.
You know?
Careful.
I can't.
Nowadays, everybody want to talk. Jerry, an awesome Monday Night Football game last night.
Oh, man.
Ravens came from 19 points down to beat the Colts in overtime.
You know what it was, though? It was the perfect and the most fitting ending to a disgustingly bad Sunday of kicking in the NFL because you had a blocks. I can't blame that on Blankenship. And he misses a 47-yarder that would have won it. So
in
the
regulation.
Field goal that was blocked likely seals it. It gets blocked, fair enough. But then they do a good job. They give him a very, very makeable, not a 57-yarder, a 47-yarder, and he misses. So they blow the lead. They blow two field goals. They deserve to lose.
The Colts, that is.
Yeah, I mean, you got to take advantage of your opportunity.
Colts led 22-3 with 2 minutes and 40. They scored to make it 22-3 with 2:45 left in the third quarter.
It really is.
And they lost.
And how about the fact that Lamar Jackson accounted for over 500 yards of offense throwing and running. He threw for 442 and ran for like 70 yards.
He looks so smooth.
He is. He is one of the most incredible athletes you'll ever see.
Like, even when he gets hit, and that's the difference, like, when people are like, well, Lamar Jackson runs and they want Daniel Jones running. Daniel Jones doesn't look smooth doing it.
Daniel Jones looks like a grinder. Lamar Jackson looks like it's easy.
But it looks like when he gets hit, he's
slippery.
Well, he just, like, he gets hit, and it doesn't look like a big impact.
Because he knows how to avoid it.
Yeah, it's like a softer, looks like a softer hit on him. And I don't, you know, I don't know why.
I'm sure there have been hits on him, like Zach Wilson got his bell rung the other day in London. I'm sure that's happened to Lamar Jackson, but I do agree with you. Most of the time, He avoids hard contact.
And both teams last night, and I guess I see this in a lot of games now, and I'm trying to think, Jerry, if you were a defensive guy, like you were playing defense and someone, let's say you're a defensive back, all right, Jerry?
Yeah.
Or a safety, and someone's caught a screen pass and they're headed your way. You going for the strip or are you going for the tackle?
Well, that's what they teach, the strip tackle, both.
The strip tackle?
That is what they teach. In a lot of cases, and there was one in the Cowboy-Giant game the other day where the defender comes over, punches at the ball as he wraps with the left arm. I mean, you're trying to do both.
A lot of these guys can't do it, though. When they go for the strip, they don't do the tackle.
Yeah, and then you have guys that don't do either, and they just put their shoulder in thinking that that's going to knock the guy down.
Yeah.
And that doesn't work all the time.
I'd probably be that guy. I'd probably go shoulder to the knee of the runner.
And I hope he doesn't jump over you and you look like a fool and become a gif or a jif. What is it?
But it would look like I made an effort. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you know what, though? It doesn't look good. It looks like a half-assed effort. It really does.
What if
I
went for
the... It looks like you don't know how to tackle.
What if I went for the thigh?
Again.
Shoulder to
thigh. And if he doesn't go down, you look like a fool for not wrapping up.
Oh.
Especially when you're in position.
So many guys last night were going for the strip and not making the tackle.
That's why it's really difficult to... There have been numerous examples already this season of guys holding on to the ball with two hands, and you can see that they're cognizant of the idea that they don't want to fumble, and yet it is so violent, and there's such really a design on going after that ball that it's still hard to hold on to. Like Zach Wilson... Not to use him as an example, but even when he was running the other day, like you saw two hands on the ball. There was no, I'm not worried about this. Like he made sure he wasn't giving up that ball. A lot of guys still lose it.
I love when guys in the open field and Diggs on the Cowboys did this on the pick.
Like
when
Deion?
When they run with just the ball in their one hand.
Yes.
It reminds me of Walter Payton, those old VHS tapes I would watch of Walter Payton when he'd get in the open field. He's just running with the ball in one hand.
It is cool.
Yeah, not Deion tucked
used to
in the
do
body.
That on punt returns and interception returns. That is true. And Diggs, I tell you, he is. I didn't realize how good this kid is. He is outstanding.
Yeah, he did. I love that on the pick where he just was running.
You know what he does too? He actually catches the ball.
Is that right?
Well, if you think about, there was a question to Joe Judge on Sunday, and it was something along the lines of your defenders have been in position to make plays this year on a few occasions. And yet they don't make the play, whether it was a dropped interception in the Falcon game that probably would have won them the game. And I don't know if it was Adoree Jackson. I don't remember who it was, but there was the play in the end zone where they didn't make the play. And his answer was essentially nothing. I mean, it was, you know, look, and we're working on it, and we put our guys in position, and they will make the plays. They haven't yet. Okay, fine. Diggs gets himself in position. If he gets near that ball, he catches it. And that's the difference between a great player and a good player.
Right,
at least in that position.
They're going to start avoiding him like teams used to avoid Darrell Reeves.
Well, yeah, and it takes out one side of the field.
He's a tall fella as well, Jerry.
He's not 5'8", that's for sure.
He seems very tall.
Well, he was a wide receiver in college. There was an interesting thing where he basically was he was discussing how he was heartbroken when he, you know, was switched from wide receiver to DB. But now he's like, man, he's really excelling in the NFL.
They switched him in college?
Yeah. So it's very interesting, though. Very interesting.
I wonder why. Like, what when a coach sees somebody makes them go, that's a wide receiver, that's a defensive back?
It's a good question. I don't know. But I see it, like, even when I was with Columbia all those years, you would see them recruit a kid as a quarterback. And then all of a sudden, because there really wasn't room for him in the quarterback room, you know what? Go play wide receiver. You're a good athlete. Like, what?
Yeah.
You know, or they'll switch a fullback to a linebacker because they can just, they have the ability to do it.
I think I'd want to play safety on defense.
Oh, safety. Be a ball hawk.
Yeah.
Yes,
like,
I agree.
You're not really responsible for one-on-one at the line, guys getting past you.
I couldn't agree more.
You get hit guys when they don't know you're coming.
And you get the blitz.
Boom!
The safety blitz.
Yes.
That's
the
awesome,
safety
too.
Blitz.
Although I would tell you, I would think very difficult now with the rules. Like, you can't – you got to worry about targeting, defenseless receiver. Think about when Ronnie Lott played. He was just going after guys.
Gary Fensick.
It is different now. Well, you
Bears.
Love those 85
I love
Bears.
The 80s.
The 80s
All
is
the
fine, 80s. But you always go to the Bears.
I love the 85 Bears.
Gary Fensick.
Yeah, Gary Fensick, Jerry. You didn't throw his way. A couple of things on the Giants. The Giants had a, quote, Jerry, sigh of relief after seeing Saquon Barkley's x-rays. I guess that means nothing's broken.
Nothing's broken. It's
sprain.
A sprain. Yeah.
But no timetable yet.
No, and the idea that it's even remotely, I guess they're calling him day to day or week to week. That blows my mind with what we saw on TV the other day, because it looked like he had a growth coming out of his ankle.
Yes, it was very large.
It was so swollen. So maybe the swelling's down, and now it's just pain. I can't believe he's going to play this week against the Rams. And by the way,
the Rams.
With the way Booker, what's his name? Devontae Booker played the other day. Why would you rush him back out there?
No reason.
Take the week. You're 1-4. Take the week off. Come back the following week. You might have Mike Glennon at quarterback, and you'll have Devontae Booker at running back.
If I was the other team, whenever Saquon gets back in there, what would I tell my defense?
You would
defense?
Go right after the ankle and the knee. I know.
I would tell my defense, work.
Disgusting, work filthy
the ankle,
person.
Like a wrestler would.
Work the
That's
ankle.
What wrestlers would do, Jerry.
It's dirty.
You work the part
you
of the
You feel good
body.
About yourself if you actually injured him?
No, I'm not saying injure him. Like a wrestler just works
the body
part.
What do you think
part.
Working the ankle is doing?
And then get him. You set him up for the figure four leg lock, which he would not be able to take at that point.
But you haven't answered the question yet. You're Gary Fensick now.
Oh,
that don't impress me much. All right, so now you're the Gary Fensick of the Rams.
Yes.
Al Duke's starting safety of the Rams this week.
Yeah.
And you go, and Barkley's in the game, and you've got a shot, and you work that ankle.
I'll work
in
and
the
ankle.
And then he screams in pain.
Yeah.
And then he's done for 3 weeks. Feel good about yourself?
Listen, we play to
it's
win.
It's a yes or no question.
I do, because it's football. But when I say work the ankle, what I mean, Jerry, is when I tackle Saquon, on my way up, I put my weight to lift myself up on the ankle. That's work
that
in the ankle.
That hurt him.
That's work in the ankle, Jerry.
Who threw at you in Colonia?
Who threw at me?
Something happened to you. You either dropped on your head or someone threw at you during the Colonia baseball years.
I'll tell you what happened. I was, this is going to surprise you, Jerry, but I was afraid as a child. And when I would be
of everything.
When I would be in the batter's box, when the pitch would come, I'd step out because I don't want to get hit.
A lot of kids do that, yeah.
And my father,
it's a hard habit to break.
Yeah, my father said to me, stay in the box. They're not going to hit you. Plunked in the head. Next pitch. Or next game.
And so you were scarred for life.
Scarred for life.
I understand. And then you take a softball on the shin, you're out for the season.
Out for the season.
All right, 25 in front of 6. Hold on to your horses there. We'll get to the next story after the break. Still a lot to do. We've actually not spoken too much about the baseball and where we're at. By the way, Aaron Boone, still the manager of the Yankees. Will that remain? Who knows? We might even tackle that next. You'd have to stick around to find out. Boomer and Geo at 6 on the Fan. Don't go away.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
He's got me on that one. Do I got to wait for this to kind of pick up?
No, you would have no idea.
Rancid.
Too Much Joy.
By who? That's the name of the band?
Yeah, that's my band.
Too Much Joy. Yeah, I don't have that one.
This song's called Camper of the Year, and we call our listeners campers.
Boy, that's very true.
Good morning, campers.
That's exactly right. All right, well, we've done a lot here so
far. We have.
And yet, so much more to go.
Jerry, the Pittsburgh Steelers are investigating a situation wherein it was believed that somebody spread somebody else's ashes at the Steelers game.
Like a kid, his dad's ashes or something like
yes,
that.
Yes, the dad's ashes, and the Steelers don't condone such things. They said they don't have the room for everyone to be throwing ashes.
Well, of course not. What are they going to do, though?
I don't know. The ashes are already there.
Has that been confirmed?
Yes.
Or is that just a thought?
Confirmed.
With video?
No video that I'm aware of, but it has been brought to their attention. I guess they found some ashes in the turf.
I will tell you that if that is what his wishes were, and I understand you can't do it. I know that.
Pretty cool.
Hey, good for you.
Hey, good for you. You got
your
ashes.
Yeah, I mean, I understand it's not what you're supposed to do. I get it. I understand.
Jerry, will you throw my ashes into the ocean?
If that's where you want them.
Yeah.
I thought you want them in little capsules and put around people's necks.
Oh, right.
So you can always have Al with you.
Good point. Just to sprinkle a little in the ocean after you've made enough necklaces for my family.
Yeah, we could do that. So, boy, this is so depressing.
You'll be in charge of delivering
them
to my family.
I don't want to be in charge. No.
Al wanted you to have these ashes, but he does require you wear them around your neck.
I don't. God, I'm not. No. So a little bit in the ocean, and then we'll make how many necklaces we need?
I don't know, Jerry. You got to get confirmation from my family who will wear them.
Nobody. It's morbid.
Well, that's true. In other Pittsburgh Steelers news, and I don't like this, Jerry.
I like how we started with the ashes as opposed to the football news.
I don't like when we had just had a good-for-you story.
Yeah.
About Juju Smith-Schuster. Remember, Jerry? He was food shopping.
Yes, yes. And he picked up the bill.
Yeah, the woman in front of him, she couldn't find her debit card and didn't know where it was, and he paid for the woman's groceries.
Yes.
Then Sunday comes.
Yeah.
Hurts his shoulder.
I was watching the game when he got hurt. It did not look good.
Out for the year.
Yeah. Shoulder. Surgery. I know.
I mean, this guy just did a good.
That's
I
why.
I thought when you do good deeds, right. good things happen.
Exactly. That's why when everybody says.
Karma.
Stop, please. None of this makes sense.
Where is.
None of it.
Where is his karma?
In his shoulder, apparently.
That's unbelievable.
Yes, because there's no rhyme or reason for anything. Like, who was it last night? I think it was Lamar Jackson, who basically said, you know, something along the lines of, you know, God is good and he, you know, answered my prayers. And I'm paraphrasing, but it was something along those lines.
Yeah.
He said it on TV, I think on ESPN. And I'm thinking, well, what did Rodrigo Blankenship do to God? He had two field goals.
Right?
All he did was kick one of them.
Must have cursed him.
You know, it's like stuff just happens.
Yeah.
We're only here a short time and then you're dead.
Right. Exactly. You're only here a short time and then you're dead.
And there's nothing false about that statement,
right.
sadly. I hate to say that, but it's
so
true.
Juju Smith-Schuster's season is unfortunately over.
Yeah.
In other news from the
Good AFC. Good guy deserved better.
From the AFC North, Jerry, Joe Burrow was released from the hospital. You remember he went in there with a throat, had to get his.
A throat contusion.
He had a throat contusion. Turns out he was fine. Question, is he being a big baby?
He's looking for sympathy after losing to the Packers.
Is
no,
he
probably got punched
baby.
In the throat, and it probably felt weird.
Right.
Like, why wouldn't you go check it out?
Right, and they checked it out. His throat's fine.
Have you ever been, like, karate chopped in the throat when you were playing with your three friends?
I've been hit in the throat, yeah.
It hurts,
yes,
and
it
can
hurt.
Be scary.
Very scary.
It's how you breathe, how you eat, how you drink. So I don't blame him for going. The last thing you need is to sit there and poo-poo that, and all of a sudden, you know, you're sleeping, and... And you can't breathe.
Is that
You're
a
welcome,
Joe,
Eddie.
Is that a Joe Burrow impression?
Well, if all of a
if
sudden
he was hurt.
The airflow is cut off
right.
or you're having trouble getting food down, yeah.
Then that would be, yeah.
I would think so.
Let me give you another one of the things here, Jerry, that went viral on the internet yesterday. There's a fella at Barstool Sports named Dave Williams. He's a very big White
well,
Sox.
Barstool Sports is huge.
They're all over the place,
My
Jerry.
Lord.
They're running the internet.
I hear all right, whatever.
So his name is Dave Williams. He's a big-time White Sox fan.
Oh, remind me about the Cubs when you after this.
Oh, this
Chicago.
Is also Cub-related in
yes.
Chicago. So John Cusack, the actor from Say Anything and
mm-hmm.
various other
I've
high
heard
fidelity.
Of him.
You're familiar with John Cusack, Jerry. He held up the big radio and Say Anything with the Peter Gabriel song going.
Yeah.
In Your Eyes.
Right.
That's how he won back the girl.
Didn't see it.
So he is a known Cubs fan.
Mm-hmm.
Goes to Cubs games, wears Cubs hats, all this stuff. He's been showing up at these White Sox games in White Sox.
So he's a fraud. Gear,
which is why Dave Williams at Barstool confronted him.
Yeah.
Outside the stadium saying, you're a Cubs fan. You're a fraud. Paraphrasing as well, Jerry.
Mm-hmm.
John Cusack says that he will root for who he wants to root for, and he's supporting the city of Chicago.
Who do you support
Chicago.
In this? I'm very curious what your take is on this.
I'm on team John Cusack.
You are.
Yeah.
So you don't go, you don't believe in the theory of a diehard fan
right.
not being able to cross over. Like you have no problem with that. I mean, you actually are the president of the fair-weathered front-running fan club.
And normally,
fraud club.
Fraud!
Yes. That's perfect.
And normally I'm going to be giving my list on Tuesday, but because today the John Gruden story,
we'll do it tomorrow.
We're going to do it tomorrow.
That's totally cool. And that's great.
So John Cusack,
you would be okay. All kidding aside. You would be okay, and let's take Matt Martin out of the equation for just a moment.
All right.
All right? You've known Boomer for how many years now?
A long 15 years.
Okay. You would be okay if Boomer showed up at an Islander game wearing an Islander jersey? Matt Martin.
In a playoff game.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. He would be disowned by Ranger fans.
No
you
way.
You can't do that. You can't.
I actually am mad at Boomer that he's like all of a sudden for the DH. I mean, come on. 16 years he railed against real baseball. Blah,
and now
blah,
he's
blah.
Into it.
and now he wants the DH. Come on.
That's a tough one. You'd be okay if Evan Roberts showed up at a Yankee playoff game in an Aaron Judge jersey. After day and day and day and month and year, Mr. Met, you can't be a bigger Met fan and despise the Yankees more than him.
You know what I'll tell you? When I heard that Evan got Knicks season tickets, I was like, what?
Right. That's a little bizarre, too. And I don't know his reasoning for it. I really don't. I heard that he did it. Someone told me it was he thought he'd make money on the tickets. Okay, that's fine. It's a lot of work for a guy that makes a lot of money. I don't know why he's looking to make an extra few dollars that way. But whatever, if he's doing it because he wants to go to
loser.
However many net games there are, or he wants to see the Lakers come in, all right, that's fine, I guess. We're trying to make money. Dude, look at your paycheck. You're fine.
It does seem like a lot of work to be listing tickets online.
Now, in fairness, you and Evan have a lot in common.
How so?
You got not much going on outside of the radio show.
But Evan's got a full house where he lives.
Yes.
And a child.
Yes, but he also has live-in grandparents. He's got a lot of help. Evan is not like, oh, we got kids and I don't, you know, my wife's working. I don't believe his wife works and his in-laws live there. He's got more time than most. I'm not saying he's not busy with the kids. I'm sure he is. But, you know, aside from the radio show, what's he doing? He's watching games. So he's got the time to do it still.
Right. You're right. It seems like a lot of trouble for what money are you making?
It's a lot
of
trouble.
Money. He's got money, Jerry.
More than most.
Jerry, he farts money.
Probably so, yes. He farts and a $20 bill comes out of his butt. That's probably true.
That's how much money he has.
All right, let me ask you this about the Cubs.
Okay.
Well, it's not really the Cubs, but Cub related. So Jock Peterson, you've heard of him.
Jock Peterson?
Just say yes.
Yes, Jerry, of course. Jock Peterson from the Cubs.
Jock Peterson was on, sort of. He was on the Dodgers for years and years and years. Started the year with the Cubs, traded to the Braves. He is the one that hit the pinch hit 3-run homer yesterday. That's how the Braves beat the Brewers. The video then showed the bat he used was an Anthony Rizzo signed bat that he admitted after the game he stole from Rizzo's locker when they were still in Chicago together this year.
I like it.
Before they were both traded. That's kind of cool.
That is cool. I like that.
So there's Jock Peterson with the Anthony Rizzo lumber, and he knocks it out of the park, a pinch hit home run, the only runs of the game.
Did you also see in the Brave game that there was a foul ball?
Yes, that Chipper Jones that he dropped. I have the audio that I will play at 6:30.
Chipper Jones dropped a foul ball.
Almost hit him in the face.
With a glove on.
He had a glove. I didn't realize that. I thought
showed
it was bare hands.
With a glove.
I thought it was barehanded.
Mm-hmm.
You sure?
Mm-hmm.
Did you see it or did you read
it? I did see it.
Okay.
And I even read that he had a glove on.
Wow. Well, I didn't actually notice that. Yes, if you're Chipper Jones, I would say you're a Hall of Famer.
Catch the ball.
Yeah.
You've caught a foul ball, Jerry.
I've caught two of them.
And you're not even a Hall of Famer.
That is very true. I caught one in a suite on a nice foul ball. It was coming right at me. Actually, I was a hero because if I missed that would have hit someone in the suite. Would have went right by me.
It's coming right for us.
But I did catch that one, and then I caught the other one's not really fair. That was this year in Baltimore. I didn't really care. It was on a hop.
On a hop.
It hit the path, the walkway in front of us, bounced high, and then I caught it. That's not the same as catching the pop up.
Correct.
I do admit that.
Right.
But I did catch it.
Your ball hit the ground first.
I didn't drop it.
Right.
So there is that.
Fair enough, Jerry.
All right, quick break. When we come back, we'll reset and wrap things up. We'll get you to Boomer and you.
That was you, Jerry.
Yes, I'm aware, yes. I can make all sorts of noises if you'd like. Right now in Odyssey Sports Minute. That's okay. We got you going, duh, whatever that noise is. Here's Amy Lawrence. I don't know what we're doing. And talking about John Gruden. Here we go. All right, 5:56.
Batman.
A couple more minutes we get to the top. So just to recap real quick. Rays are out. Red Sox win after blowing a 5-0 lead. They win 6-5, bottom of the ninth. The Braves beat the Brewers yesterday. You also had the Giants beat the Dodgers late last night, 1-0. And, by the way, Evan Longoria, a home run. Max Scherzer was great, but he did give up the home run.
Is that right?
White Sox-Astros postponed, and you got this relief pitcher from the White Sox.
Yeah,
I never heard of him.
Ryan Tepera.
Okay. He is basically claiming that the Astros – perhaps, most likely, we're cheating again in Houston because of the swings and misses they got in Chicago. I love Dusty Baker.
Me too.
He basically goes, who is this guy? I never heard of him.
I don't like old managers, Jerry.
I love Dusty.
I love Dusty Baker.
So do I.
Because he seems like He's got the toothpick in his mouth still.
And
seems
by the
like
way,
he doesn't care.
This Tapara guy?
Yeah.
You're down 2-1 in the series. You're not up 2-1.
Yeah.
And if you lose today, you look like a jackass.
He said, I think you saw the swings and misses tonight compared to, you know, the first two games at Minute Maid.
And then he actually said, and you know what? Who cares what they do? If we execute, they can't hit us. Okay.
All right.
Whatever you say, sir.
John Gruden, Jerry, out as the Raiders.
Yes, I forgot to. Right, I should have led with that. That is true.
And the.
And a great win by the Ravens.
Ravens
and
came
a bad
back,
loss
Jerry.
By the Colts.
Terrible yeah, they were looking pretty. The they were looking, Jerry, pretty good.
They were in ship, yes.
Why did the. I don't know if you saw this. This is unfair of me to ask you, Jerry. But
no, I was sleeping.
There was that one point later in the game where the Ravens kicked a field goal that they missed, and there was a penalty. One of the Ravens fellas jumped off sides, but it wasn't Blankenship. And then after the penalty, Blankenship came on and kicked the field goal.
Boomer turned his mic on.
Yeah, because Blankenship supposedly had a hip issue last night. And,
is that right?
And I think that initial field goal was a little too far for him. Didn't think he was going to make it. And then when
really?
They got the 5 yards, then they decided to put him back out there.
Oh, that was pretty cool. It was a dope jump, like a dopey move to jump off sides. It's pointless. He was all the way on the outside,
it's
this
always
Raven
pointless.
Guy.
Yeah.
Usually when you see a guy jump off sides right in front of the football, A, stupid. B,
yeah.
You're not blocking it anyway.
I know you didn't watch the game, but if
that's
you did watch
true.
The game, it may
it's
have been the
night.
Greatest second half for a quarterback in the history of the NFL
yeah,
last
hard
night.
Hard to argue.
29 of 32, 335 yards and 4 touchdowns.
Boomer, he accounted for 500 and something yards.
I know.
Himself.
I watched it. I saw it, and I saw Frank Reich's defense just completely collapse, and
they
their kicking
did.
Game collapsed.
Yes. They still should have won the game. At the end of the day, they
the
still should have won the game.
They should have won it twice.
Right.
They had 2 times.
The
to win
block
it.
Kick ends the game, and then you have the miss at the end.
You also have a missed extra point in the middle of all
which
this.
Which doesn't help either.
Right, which
so
was a crazy week.
13th missed extra point of the
yes.
weekend.
Of the weekend.
How about that,
I
Jerry?
Did like when you posted, I don't remember this happening when I was younger, and the countless tweets. Hey, stupid, they moved the extra point back.
I said in the 80s that were automatic. Why
yeah,
are we all missing extra 18 yards?
WFAN and WFAN FM and HD1, New York.
An Odyssey station.